In the early 1980s, the movie Cannonball Run hit movie theaters. Although the comedy is several decades old now, many have seen it and remember the crazy story of people competing in a cross-country race. That race is actually very real, and I'll share more about it on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It's a famous race that all began with the executive editor of a well-known magazine.
Brock Yates was the editor of Car and Driver, and he had a very good sense of humor, but he was also serious in some ways. One of the things that really got under his skin was the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Jeff Popick knew Mr. Yates. In fact, Jeff recently completed the race Yates created. The legendary competition began in 1971.
This group of people began the Cannonball Run, and it was actually a race where there was a group of guys. They would get together at a point in either New York or Connecticut
and race to the West Coast, Redondo Beach, California, to be exact. But Jeff explains this cross-country race is not like most other auto racing events.
They would go one by one, so they would punch a time clock, and then they would run to the Portofino Inn. In Redondo Beach, they would punch the time clock, and the best time was the winner.
In 1979, Brock Yates decided to run the race in a modified ambulance. He purchased medical supplies for the vehicle and even had his wife pose as a patient on a gurney. They did get pulled over in New Jersey, though.
They told the cop that the woman had some disease, but she could not fly, so they were transporting her coast to coast. The cop bought the story and let him go.
On his first official run with Dan Gurney in the 1971 Cannonball Run, Brock Yates finished in 35 hours and 54 minutes, averaging about 80 miles per hour across the 2,863-mile route from New York to California. Jeff recently ran this race, and his story, and that of the person he took with him, is one you won't want to miss. It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Redondo Beach, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.